Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Thomas McKillen.
I would like to read you a verse from the Bible, the Word of God. It is Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Aren't those lovely words? The gift of God. God gives many gifts to us. The gift of life, the gift of health, food, family, and so much more. But the greatest gift God has given us is called in the Bible eternal life. The first half of the verse I read from the Bible talks about the wages of sin. Wages are something we earn by what we do. God says in the Bible that all are sinners. Because we are sinners, we sin. And we earn what we deserve, death. Not just physical death, but eternal death, closed out of heaven forever. How true, how sad. A gift is different from wages. It is something given because of love. There is love, then there is a thought, then there is a cost, then the gift is given. The wonder is that although we are sinners against God, He loves us. God's love and God's thoughts are towards you and I. And He gave. What a gift. What a cost. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3 and verse 16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. At this time of the year, when so much love and thought, as well as cost, goes into the gifts we give and receive, remember this, the greatest gift ever given to you has not come from your family or friends, but from God. When God gave His Son to die for sin on the cross, God was giving the gift of eternal life to us. Jesus, God's sinless Son, was punished by God for the sin of the world. God, through Jesus Christ, can now offer you and I eternal life, life that will fit you to be in heaven forever, and it's yours as a gift. Oh, there's one more thing about a gift. It has to be received. God is offering you eternal life today. Will you take His gift and trust His Son? The choice is yours. Thank you, and God bless.